Okay, so, I just sort of wondered, I mean, I would imagine, I don't know which child or which number you would, would think about, well, you know, about the number of children. Was there any point in which you just felt overwhelmed or anything by the size of your family?
The size of my family? No. Mm-mm.
Just
happened. And I just taking it as it comes. Just make the best of it. Yes.
And you say 8 children is still a lot of energy.
you can say that again. Well, I guess I was young too in those days, and then you could keep up with them.
Mm-hmm.
But, that's when you're supposed to have them, if you're going to have them when you're young.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you get older, you just don't have that energy to cope with them.
Uh-huh.
Not the little ones, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So, you were, when your youngest one was born, how old were you? You were
38 or 39,
mm-hmm.
something like that. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So you had his whole childhood.
That's right.
Did now the next oldest one was 10 or?
You mean the next oldest baby? Yes. He was 10 years old when this one came.
Mm-hmm.
He was 10 in December, and this one came in February.
Did, was it ever hard for you to manage, I mean, with their age differences, in terms of scheduling you had your work, most of the day was work,
I didn't have time scheduling my work, no.
When you were working and your husband was still living, did you still split up the housework and things? Or?
Oh, yes, he always would help. You know, oh yes, that's one thing. He always would help with the housework, cooking.
Mm-hmm.
He could bake. Oh yes, he would help sew. Sometimes I have to patch that knee pants, you know, and he would help. Rainy days, that's what we would do. Yes, while the kids be playing, we'd be sitting up there patching. Yes. When you know you have something to do, you just go on and accept it and do it, you know, and it makes it easier for you.
So, when you retired, your children were all pretty much grown.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
At least the youngest would be in his 20s.
Yes.
And what were your plans at that point? What did you think? How did you feel about retiring?
Well, I felt good about retiring. I felt like I'd get up when I got ready. Was able to do some of the things I wanted to do. Get up and go and visit the sick, which I still do. I go to convalescent homes sometime, you know, and visit the people. You know, it's pathetic to see a lot of them there. But they're so glad to see a new face come in, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You go there, and the ones that you can talk with, because some of them, you know, they don't know they're senile.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you talk with them, and it just seems to light up, you know, make that day for them.
Mm-hmm.
So I go and visit the convalescent home sometime. Mm-hmm. And I traveled after I retired. I had a trip to Hawaii, my husband and I.
Mm-hmm.
Then I came back. Went to the Caribbean island. That was a wonderful trip. Oh, I love that ship. I want to take another one. Yes, went to New York, visit with my sisters. They live in New York. So, and I've been around Las Vegas, like the rest of them. And different places. And we go to, like, you know, in Selma, they have a place where they have a lot of antique cars. Have you ever been there?
Uh-uh.
Oh, they've got, it's just a great big building, nothing but antique cars, and they are beautiful. We go to different places like that, in the studios, and watch the different games and Universal.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we always go around. I've been to San Diego to a SeaWorld. I haven't been to the zoo. I like to go to SeaWorld.
Mm-hmm.
We go there sometime. And I did go to the Wild Animal, San Diego Wild Animal place. We went there last year.
Mm-hmm.
We just get to go to a lot of different places that if you was working, you couldn't go.
Yeah. You also told me that you have been taking classes.
Yes, I see, I go to classes twice a week, Mondays and Tuesdays.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I learned to sew and knit and crochet. Mm-hmm. Just do a little macrame. Just do a little of everything.
Mm-hmm.
That's something to keep your mind occupied. And you meet different people. Makes you feel good when you come back home.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When did you start going to classes?
After I retired.
Uh-huh.
Yes, after I retired. Because I had to have something to do because I didn't plan to stay in the house, you know, and work. No, I planned to get out.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, right after I retired, I joined the classes. Mm-hmm. Belong to a senior citizen club. We meet twice a month, you know. And that's how I pass my time.
Mm-hmm.
Go shopping. My husband and I, we'll fix lunch. We'll go to the beach, sit out there, walk in the sand, and let the water hit our feet. I won't go out there too far. But I love to walk in that hot sand.
Uh-huh.
So that's how I pass my time away. Go to church on Sundays.
Uh-huh.
And belong to a little social club. We meet once a month. That's a bunch of ladies.
Mm-hmm.
So I keep pretty busy.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I keep pretty busy. And I think you should keep busy, you know, so you won't get senile. Because you have to use whatever you have. If you don't, you lose it. Yes. So I'm really enjoying life. Get up Monday morning, Tuesday morning, rushing. Yes.
Did when you look back at your experience,
mm-hmm.
In what ways did working during the war change your life? In retrospect,
In what way did it change my life? Well, it didn't change it. It just helped it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, I was able to get some of the things that perhaps I wouldn't have been able to get if I wasn't working. You know, you'd have to sacrifice, you know, because with the children, it taken all you could get to keep them going, you know, in clothes and different things, shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So it helped along those lines in the financial part,
mm-hmm.
quite a bit. Mm-hmm.
And do you feel that beyond the financial thing, did it did your feelings about yourself change at all?
No. Mm-mm, no.
It was just something?
Mm-hmm. Just something happened.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. No, not at all.
Mm-hmm. Did, if you, looking back over things, if you could change anything, would there be anything that you'd change?
I don't think so, because I've enjoyed, you know, everything that I've had, my
mm-hmm.
children and all.
Mm-hmm.
I love children anyway, so no, it's nothing that I could change.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. No.
Would you, if you had some advice to give to young women now, would there mm-hmm. be anything that you could say based on your experiences? Or?
What you mean, like in the work of life? You mean my life experience?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it would be that to treat the other fellow as you would like to be treated. That's what I believe in.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I believe in wherever I can help anyone, to try and help them, no matter who they are, if they need, to try and help them.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I do.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You see people in need, and I try and help them much as I can. Mm-hmm. And that's where I get my enjoyment.
Mm-hmm.
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 Has there been anything that I haven't asked you about that you would feel would be important?
No, I don't think so. I think you covered
it.
I think you're a very good interviewer.
Well, thank you.
All right, thank you. Yes, I think you covered everything. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, we can, maybe the only thing I'd ask you now, just to finally do it, is do you have any plans?
Any plans?
Yeah, what are your plans for the future?
Well, just to continue doing what I'm doing, you know, and going out, meeting people, and I want to do a little more traveling.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Another ship.
Oh, yes, it has to be, yes. You know why I love the ship? Because you don't have to worry about living in your suitcase.
Uh-huh.
Because, you see, you have your own little room there. You've got your closet and everything. And 7 days, you know, when you don't have to get in your suitcase, that means a lot, you know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, it is nice, you know, sightseeing. Mm-hmm. We'd go to different ports in time for, I guess, around 8 o'clock in the morning you'd get there. I went to San Juan, Puerto Rico, San Thomas,
mm-hmm.
and Montego Bay.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. We'd get there in the morning and we could, after breakfast, then we'd go off and sightsee and had to be back for 4 o'clock because the ship leave, you know, after 4 o'clock. And if you wasn't there, it'd be shame on you. And it was just nice. And of the three islands, St. Thomas is the one that I like best.
Mm-hmm.
It's really beautiful. The flowers, oh, it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I really enjoyed that. And your meals on the ship, my goodness, they feed you. It's something else. They have nice entertainment
mm-hmm.
at night, you know, real nice. It's really nice for people that are working if you want to rest. Because while you're sailing, you know, just to be on that water is so soothing.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I really enjoy.
Mm-hmm. Did you take that trip, was that long after you retired?
Uh-huh, in 74. 74, uh-huh. Yeah. See, I went with a group. Uh-huh. Group of senior citizens. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, because in 73, we went to Hawaii in 73 for 7 days. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So 74 was when we went to the Caribbean. I want to go to Canada. Mm-hmm. I've never been there. And I want to sail. Yes. So I'm just enjoying myself.
Mm-hmm.
I feel good. And what more could you ask for?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.